Is it right to become angry as a Christian? That's the question that we're going to be looking at a little while today as we study from Luke chapter 6 and also from Mark chapter 3. We want to welcome you to the broadcast, and I want to encourage you to open your Bible right now to Luke chapter 6 and have it ready to turn to Mark chapter 3 in just a few minutes. You know, when you raise any question about the Bible, when you bring up any issue about right and wrong, people have all kinds of opinions. And so it is with this question that I raised today. There are people that see that one way, and there are other people that see it a different way. But we're not talking about how we feel about this, and we're not talking about what our opinions are. We want to go straight to the Bible to see what the Word of God says about this subject. So let's begin here in Luke chapter 6, verse 6. And we're looking at a story here that occurs on yet another Sabbath day. Yesterday, we read about a story that occurred on the Sabbath day. And here again, we're on the Sabbath day in Luke 6, verse 6, and Jesus is teaching in a synagogue. And let's see what happens. Luke 6, verse 6. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. So here's a man who is crippled. He can't use his right hand. Here's this man in the same synagogue where Jesus is teaching. But there are also other people in that synagogue, and not everybody in that gathering is for Jesus. There are some people that are critics of Jesus. There are some people that are not with him at all. The Bible says in verse 7, "And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him." So the scribes and the Pharisees listen to Jesus, but they don't listen to Jesus to learn. They listen to Jesus' words to see if they can find some kind of flaw. They're trying to see if they can find some kind of inconsistency or some kind of mistake that he's made. You see, that has a lot to do, folks, with whether a person learns the Bible or whether he doesn't. It depends on his motivation. If a man is looking for mistakes, if a man is looking for faults and inconsistencies, more than likely he's going to find them in most other speakers. But when it comes to Jesus, of course, Jesus never made a mistake. Jesus never sinned. Jesus was never guilty of an inconsistency. He was the perfect man and the perfect teacher. But you know, if people who are looking for some kind of fault cannot find a fault, oftentimes they'll make up one. So what we find here then is that the scribes and the Pharisees are listening to Jesus. They're watching him very carefully. It's not because they want to be like him. It's not because they want to learn from him. It's because they want to catch him in something. And the Bible says they want to see whether he's going to heal on the Sabbath day. Now you see, they're so extreme in their application or misapplication of what the Bible said in the Old Testament about the Sabbath day, that they have actually taken the position that it would be wrong to heal a man on the Sabbath day. Now that's ridiculous, isn't it? Now that is absolutely extreme and radical, folks. When people get to the point to where they're so extreme in their religion that they cannot even extend mercy to a man who's crippled and other people who are in dire situations, then they've definitely got a wrong doctrine. They've definitely got a doctrine that is against the Bible. And so it was with these scribes and these Pharisees. So they're watching Jesus. They want to have something that they can go to other people with and say, "See, here we caught him. Here's what he did that was wrong, or here's what he said that was false." But let's continue in verse 8. The Bible says, "But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, Rise up, and stand forth in the midst. And he rose, and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them." Now remember, he's in the synagogue, and there are scribes and Pharisees in there that are against him. They don't believe in him, and they're not for him. So he says to them all, "I will ask you one thing." And this had to hit home with these scribes and Pharisees. Jesus said, "Let me ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? Now, anybody with any grain of honesty ought to have been able to answer that question. They should have said, well, obviously, it's a good thing to do good on the Sabbath day. It's a great thing to save human life on the Sabbath day. No, we don't want to do wrong. We don't want to do evil on the Sabbath. We want to do good on the Sabbath day. Well, the Bible says in verse 10, and looking round about upon them, he said unto the man, stretch forth your hand. And the Bible says, and he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And they were filled with madness. In other words, they were very angry. They flew into a rage, and they communed one with another what they might do to Jesus. Was it right for them to be angry here? No. It was wrong for them to be angry. They had no reason to be angry at Jesus. Now think of it, folks. How ridiculous can people be to get mad because somebody has been made whole, because somebody who was crippled has been healed? Why would you get angry about that? You see, these scribes and Pharisees are so obsessed with their doctrine, they're so blinded by their extreme doctrine, that they can't see that this man needs to be healed. They have no consideration for people. They've lost touch with reality because they're so locked into their doctrine. Now, that's what happens when men become extreme in what they believe. Now, let's turn back to Mark chapter 3 and see Mark's account of this same story. Mark chapter 3, beginning in verse 1. Here the Bible says, and he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand. And they watched him whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And he said to the man which had the withered hand, stand forth. And he saith unto them, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save life, or to kill? But they held their peace. Now those scribes and Pharisees could have answered that question if they'd been honest. But they were not honest. So they refused to answer the question. You know, any time that you have a man who is dishonest about his doctrine and his religion, he refuses to answer simple questions. Have you ever noticed that? When a man refuses to answer simple questions about what he believes and about the Bible, there's something wrong, folks. The Bible says that they would not answer this simple question that Jesus raised in verse 4. Now, it's in verse 5 that you find something that you don't see recorded in Luke chapter 6 in this story. Here the Bible says in Mark chapter 3, verse 5, and when he, that is Jesus, had looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he saith unto the man, stretch forth thine hand, and he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. Now the scribes and the Pharisees were angry because Jesus did this. They had no right to be angry. They had no reason. They had no ground to get upset. But Jesus, the Bible says, was angry with them. He was upset with these scribes and Pharisees, and the Bible specifically says that he had anger. See, Jesus was God. Jesus also lived as a man, and he experienced the same feelings that you and I do. Sometimes he was sad. Sometimes he was happy. Sometimes he was angry, and he had every right to be angry. Sometimes today we call it righteous indignation. There are times when it is right to be angry. There are times when we ought to be angry. We should be angry. We ought to be upset. Jesus was upset with these people. He was grieved for the hardness of their hearts. They were so hard in their hearts. They had no feeling for this man that was crippled. All they could think about was catching Jesus. They were blinded by their hate and by their prejudice against Jesus, and they had no feeling of mercy in their heart toward this man. That hurt Jesus. The Bible says that he was grieved, but it also angered Jesus. So is it right to be angry? Well, it depends on why you're getting angry and what you're getting angry about. There are people today that get upset about anything and everything. There are people that get angry every day over some little something that doesn't matter. They get mad at somebody. They get mad at something. And oftentimes they fly into a rage and say things that they shouldn't say. Meanwhile, they ought to be getting upset and they ought to be angry over things that really do matter. God himself, the Bible says, is angry with the wicked every day. Psalm 7 and verse 11. Jesus was upset here. Jesus was angry because the scribes and the Pharisees were evil. They were hypocrites. They taught false doctrine. And many times in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we find Jesus confronting the scribes and the Pharisees. We find him correcting these Jewish leaders, especially, who were going against really what God had taught them all along. Now, this is the one time in the Bible where you find that word anger specifically being used about Jesus Christ. So today, when people say, well, you ought not to get angry because if you're a Christian, then you shouldn't get upset. Well, they just don't understand what the Bible says. They do not understand that it is right for a Christian to become angry over the kinds of things that we've talked about. It is right for a Christian to become angry over sin, over false doctrine, over things that will keep people out of heaven and send souls to hell. Righteous indignation is something that Christians need today. One of the problems that we have today is that Christians can look at sin and not be bothered by it. One of the travesties of this age is that there are people who go to church on a regular basis, and when sin is right before them, they're not even bothered. They're not even upset about it. When the Bible shows that we ought to be upset, we ought to become angry when we see sin and when we see things that are false and against the ways of God. Jesus was upset and he was angry. Now, there are no doubt other instances where Jesus was angry in the New Testament. It may not use the word anger or him being angry in those other verses or other examples, but certainly Jesus was. In Matthew chapter 23, when he called the scribes and Pharisees hypocrites time and again, he was certainly angry with them. In John chapter 2, when the Bible says that he overturned the money changers' table and drove them out of the temple, definitely there, folks, he is expressing righteous indignation. And if it was right for Jesus to be upset over sin, then it is right for us today, and we need a whole lot more of that in our society today. Well, thank you for tuning in today. I hope that this has helped you in some way. And let me urge you to go back and read this story, especially in Mark chapter 3, verse 5, where the Bible says that Jesus looked round about upon them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts. Yes, the Bible does teach that when it comes to sin, it is right for a Christian to be angry. Well, thanks for tuning in today. It's been a joy to study with you, and we hope that you have a great rest of the day.